Historians are only beginning to assess the first year of U.S. control in Iraq, but in one sense, Baghdad itself is a city filled with amateur historians, and they're writing their analysis of events in clear public view, right on the city's walls. In a recent article in Slate, reporter Wendell Stevenson presents a detailed look at the graffiti of Baghdad. It's often political, sometimes profane, and it shows a huge range of opinions on life. But it's always interesting. Wendell Stevenson joins us on the phone from Baghdad. And how did you collect these graffiti?
I stumbled across an extraordinary sort of raw source in a cafe. An English professor had been wandering the streets, writing down graffiti and translating them into English. And he sort of opened this rather grotty-looking notebook, school book, and inside was just written pages and pages about over 600 examples of graffiti. So he and I walked around the city together one day, and I got his notebook.
And what are some of the themes that you've noticed?
Saddam is a big focus, both for support and frustration. There's a lot of funny, profane, jokey anti-Saddam stuff. I guess if there was a theme, it would be that it's sort of negative, that everybody comes in for the flak. Americans, Bush, Bremer, Saddam, Shia leaders. It was interesting to me to see graffiti talking against Arab neighbors who they feel have not been supportive of Iraqis generally over the last decades. Everybody, really. And there's also the exhortations, the sort of the positive stuff, tended to be about rise up, you know, raise your heads, Iraqis, or it is against God to, you know, to steal. So it sort of seemed like a fun forum for the anger and the irritation with the general mess and the insecurity that's going on at the moment.
So I imagine there wasn't much graffiti in the days when Saddam Hussein ran the country.
No, none.
Everything was a little cleaner.
I once talked to a man who'd been put into a mental hospital for brushing a portrait of Saddam on the street with red paint. And I said to him, why did you do that? You know, are you actually mad? Nobody could figure out if he was actually insane or not, because it seemed like such a crazy thing to do.
Right. And so what can you glean from this graffiti in terms of what daily life is like in Iraq now?
I think it's frustration and anger. I think that the graffiti also points to the kind of daily grind of unemployment and electricity shortages and insecurity. And there are various references to that. Why is it, you know, why isn't the electricity working? Why is the oil revenues not in our hands? Why are we unemployed and so forth?
Is any of it written in English so that the Americans could read it?
Occasionally, yeah. But it's also hard to tell. I was up in Samarra once, for example, which has been a real flashpoint in recent months between resistance activity and the Americans. And there's an enormous amount of pro-resistance graffiti up on the walls, and it's all been scrawled out by the Americans, and the Americans have written underneath in English, you know, USA good. So sometimes, you know, occasionally there are English stuff, but it's tends to be more of the kind of USA go home variety.
Can you read some examples?
Yeah. My favorite one just says, it's sort of ambiguous. It says, tell Saddam we won't forget. And it's sort of, we won't forget him and the horrors of his regime, or we won't forget him and the glory of Iraq in the 70s. It's not clear. And another one that's quite fun is, Bush the father liberated Kuwait. Bush the son liberated Iraq, then Syria, then Iran. Bush the grandson will liberate the whole world. No security, no peace unless Saddam returns. Mr. Bush, dunghills and cesspits and mafia control the pavements. Half of the Iraqis steal from the other half to live on the dung heaps of the American army. Is this the welfare and well-being you promised the Iraqis, Mr. Bush?
Wendell Stevenson writes about Iraq for Slate. You'll find her piece with an extensive sampling of the graffiti of Baghdad at slate.com. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks a lot.